Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be A Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is What Students Really Remember. Hint, it's not the curriculum. Let's get into something every educator needs to hear. Kids remember moments. Kids remember people. Kids remember how they felt in your classroom, not necessarily the exact content you spent hours prepping. Before we move on, I do want to talk about three things that I'm thankful for. First thing that I'm thankful for is motivational books, because sometimes one sentence, one idea, it can light a fire in your spirit and keep you going on a hard day. Second thing that I'm thankful for, Christmas shirts. I just got some new Christmas shirts this year. My wife picks them up for me. And I tell you, they bring joy. They invite laughter. And they remind us that little sparks of fun matter, especially in the classroom and even at in our home life where wearing around like a fun Christmas shirt. Third thing that I'm thankful for, clean water. Sometimes we take this for granted, but it's life-giving. It's essential and worth pausing to appreciate. Also recognizing that there aren't some places in the world that have clean water. Not everyone has that luxury. And it is something that everybody should have, but that's not always the case. And so something as basic as clean water can easily be taken for granted. Well, let's get into the main topic now, y'all. The main topic, what students really remember. Once again, hint, it's not the curriculum they're going to remember. That's what we're going to dig into. Let's be real, y'all. You and I both know students are not walking out of classrooms years from now saying, "Wow, I never forget that worksheet from September 19th," or "Hey, that one benchmark test changed my life, y'all." Right? They remember us. They remember the experience of being in our presence. So let's break that down, y'all. Students, they remember how you made them feel. This one is the big one. It is the heart of it all. See, they remember the way your face lit up when they walked in. Students remember hearing you say, "I'm glad you're here today." They remember being treated with dignity on those hard mornings when they came in. They remember knowing you were steady and solid even when they weren't. See, kids, they won't always remember your lessons, but they'll always remember your presence. Second thing that I really want to dig into here is that students remember the moments of joy. Joy is such an important thing, y'all. So not only will they remember how you made them feel, students will remember the moments of joy. Not the planned ones, the unexpected ones. It might be something like the joke you told that cracked their room up, where it was unexpected, but y'all laughed together. Maybe a snow day celebration or wearing costumes during Spirit Week. Might be my Christmas shirt where students get a good laugh out of. Maybe it's the time that you played a silly review game to review content, but it was kind of silly, fun, and playful. It can be joy over your excitement over their success. See, joy, it imprints on the memory. I'll say that again. Write that down. It's going to be in the test, y'all. Joy, it imprints. It like burns on the brain. It imprints, it like burns into the brain. And so kids hold onto the emotions connected to learning far more than the learning itself. That makes what we do especially critical and valuable. Now, the next thing that I need to say is that students remember the times you believed in them. Think of one student that nobody believed in. Maybe it's the quiet one, or the one acting out, or the one carrying something heavy. They remember when you pulled them aside and said, "Hey, I see something in you." They remember when you refused to give up on them. I've had kids come back tell me years later, "Mr. Cleavy never gave up on me." That's one thing that students say about me is, "Hey, you believed in me when I didn't believe in myself, and you never gave up on me." They remember when you told them, "Hey, this mistake doesn't define you. You're not a bad kid." They remember when you said, "Hey, I'm not leaving you behind." Belief sticks deeper than any sort of curriculum that we teach in the classroom, any academic curriculum. The next thing that I want to talk about is that students, they remember being treated like human beings, not data points. This one is huge too, y'all. Students can tell instantly who sees them, who rushes through them, who notices their mood, who checks in when something feels off. And kids, they remember the teacher who respected their humanity, who remember the teacher who cared even when in the moments of busyness. See, students remember classroom safety, the emotional and physical safety. We've talked about the importance of safety and how that plays a role in the amygdala, and it allows for learning to happen then. See, to learn, a child's brain needs to trust the room. What sticks with a child is, "Hey, I felt safe here. I wasn't embarrassed. I wasn't humiliated. My teacher wasn't spending all day yelling at me. I could make mistakes and that was okay." That becomes part of their internal story, their internal dialogue, long after you are gone. So y'all, students remember your consistency, your routines, your tone, your calmness, your reliability. And kids actually, they thrive on predictability. And it's because predictability, it equals safety. Sometimes we hear that, right? That kids thrive on predictability, but we don't know always why. Well, it's because predictability, it equals safety in their lives. And they're little humans that safety is important to us all, but certainly safety is vital to students, especially when you have some students coming to us where this might be their only safe place in their lives for some students that we are entrusted to teach. See, students, they remember that, "Hey, my teacher always greeted me. My teacher always explained things clearly. My teacher always cared." Consistency, it builds trust, and trust builds memory, y'all. It does. The next thing that I want to talk about is that students remember when you let them try hard things. See, not because they were perfect at all, not at all, but because you believe they could do it. They remember the first time they presented, the first time they finally got the math problem after days and days and days, and sometimes weeks working on it. The project they worked so hard on, the courage they discovered in your room. Kids remember the challenges that greeted them. I think about my fifth grade students working on their student podcast, where that is not a that's a pretty new experience for them, doing some interviews, having conversations, carrying a conversation, asking each other questions, asking others questions. That is a very new thing for a lot of my students to be comfortable doing in a way where it sounds meaningful around different topics. It's a hard thing for them, but boy, they're rising to the occasion. And is it perfect? No, but what is perfect? Nothing is perfect, but they are rising to the occasion. They're working to grow, to improve, to be the best versions of themselves in the work they do. And when we give students opportunities to try hard things, they can rise to the occasion if you scaffold it and give them that support. Now, students also, they remember the eighth thing here that I want to focus on, that students, they remember the humanity. They remember when, hey, you apologized. You bring the humanity. You apologized. You laughed with students. You shared stories. You were real with students. You admitted when something was tough. See, humanity, it connects. It's perfect teachers don't change lives. Teachers who come in and present a perfect front to students, that's not changing lives. Real teachers do. Genuine teachers do. Flawed, imperfect teachers change lives. So as I do a reflective closing here, I just have to say that here's really the truth that every teacher needs to hold on to. You are unforgettable, not because of the lessons you plan, but because of the love, the leadership, and belonging you create. Students will forget the worksheets. They'll forget the benchmarks. They'll forget the assignments from March. But you know what? They remember that you cared, that you believed in them, that your room felt safe. They will remember that your voice was steady, that you made learning feel possible for them, and that they mattered. And that is the real legacy of a teacher. Well, I hope you found value in this episode. If you did, jump on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your episodes and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. And I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah.